Welcome to Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet, a mother-daughter podcast about all things magic and mythology and pop culture.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're on.
And we're on.
Hey, everyone. I'm Liam, the daughter.
I'm Lori, I'm the mom.
Welcome to Witch Whispers.
Witch Whispers.
We're back from vacation.
We are.
Yay.
Wow.
What a cool trip.
What a much needed trip.
Oh my God, it was.
It was so nice.
I feel like my mind is still on vacation mode.
Is it?
I'm having a hard time coming back to reality. So if I just space out, you don't hear me. That's where I'm at. I'm still on vacation.
I'm far, far away.
We'll tell you all about it in the main episode.
But we were. So I'm up for the Witch Whisperer. And I was inspired by our trip to Chicago.
Were you?
Yes, I was.
We didn't even say where we went.
Did we not?
We went to Chicago.
We went to Chicago.
And when I'm back in Chicago.
Windy city, the night Chicago.
How many
songs? One of my
songs
favorite 45s.
You do love that tune.
Oh my God, I had that since I was a kid. I used to play it all the time.
Been to Chicago, so this was a big deal.
Yeah,
and we had a good time, and it was October's first big trip. So
it was.
Look, we're too excited. We're gonna tell you about it later.
We're not. Yeah, we're gonna tell you about it later.
Okay, but you were inspired.
I was inspired because we did get to stop at this really cool little occult shop.
Yeah, it was
in the
cute city.
It was called Malloway Brothers Spells, Charms, and Potions.
Ooh, so it was a nice one.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, we got to go there.
We got to go.
I got to find one in every town we go to.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
It had a good vibe. Yeah.
It had some good herbs. I picked up a few herbs.
It had a nice herb section.
It did.
Yeah.
It was really cute. So while I was walking around in there, I'm looking at all of the pretty things. Mm-hmm. I came across an athame.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. And it got me to thinking about this in like magical practices.
Yeah, I don't really know much about it. It's like a little dagger. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like I've personally never used one. Yeah.
No,
so it's like
either a
dagger. I really didn't know much about them.
Okay.
And then I thought, gosh, should I be embarrassed about that?
I'm a disappointment.
But then when I pitched the idea to you and Jake, I don't know anything about that.
I was like, yeah, I don't
and
know.
I was like, gosh, I bet there's a lot of people out there that really don't know.
I mean, here's the thing. There are so many magical tools and different things.
Yeah.
People are attracted to different things. So no, I've never used one in my craft, but I remember seeing it in pop culture a lot.
It's almost like ubiquitous. It's in so many
witchy movies,
the witch movies, even like the horror movies and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
You'll see a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, you know what? I'm excited to learn.
You know what? So I thought, let's dig in.
Okay, yay!
Let's figure out what it's all about.
Ooh, I feel like I'm in school. Class is in session. We're back, baby.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right, so it's no surprise right out of the gate, once I started researching, that I've been pronouncing it wrong all of this time.
Oh, motherfucker.
It is not athame.
What is it?
As apparently I read an article that went on quite a long diatribe about the proper pronunciation.
It is not athame.
So apparently a lot of people must say athame, but it is athame.
I don't like athame.
I like athame better.
I like athame better.
Athame. But correctly, it is athame.
Athame. I don't like it. I'm saying athame. Petition to have it changed.
I mean, we say everything wrong anyway, so.
I feel like I've heard it pronounced athame so many times.
So this article that I was looking at, it was like, okay, it's time to address the elephant in the room here because everybody pronounces this word wrong.
That person had to be a Virgo.
We are not alone.
They had to be a Virgo. I have to correct this.
And let me tell you why. I mean, it was quite a long, lengthy, I'll link it in the show notes, but it was like, wow, it really went into why? This is incorrect.
Damn. Okay. Well, you know what? At least it's not just us though.
Exactly. I feel validated. Anyway, it's considered to be one of the most recognizable and unique tools in the modern witch's toolbox.
Okay.
Right. And I say unique because it's only used by modern witches. Like any, like other Western religions do not use an athame.
Oh.
Yeah. Like okay. Most Western religions will have a chalice.
A little chalice.
But only the modern witches have the athames.
Okay. You know what? Athames. Me. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. Right. So quite simply put, it is a witch's knife or dagger.
Okay. Yes.
Right. And although there are many differing opinions on how to choose your athame and what it should look like, many claim they just use like a regular kitchen knife or a pocket knife, or they craft like a rudimentary athame.
Trying so hard. Just commit.
But traditionally, for our purposes here today, we're going to talk about, you know, what most people use
as an athame. Yes. Got it. Okay.
So the athame is the length of one's palm.
Ooh, okay.
And it is double-edged. The blade is double-edged.
Oh, yes. All okay. Right?
So this represents the dual edges of nature. The duality of nature. Christopher Walken. Positive, negative, yin and yang.
Yes.
Good, evil.
Balance, baby. Right? Yes.
And of course, it's giving off some masculine energy because it looks very phallic.
Okay, there you go again. Always talking penis.
So you will usually see the chalice and the athame together because you have the phallic symbol with the feminine womb.
The
type.
Womb.
The womb of the chalice. The cup.
I'll stop now. I could keep going, but I'm going to stop.
The blade should be forged of steel, iron, or bronze.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, a bronze. Okay.
And the handle is black. And this seems to be the one thing everyone can agree is of the utmost importance.
That the handle has to be black.
Yes.
Okay.
It is also to be made of wood, horn, blackened bone, or even metal.
Even metal.
But never, never resin or cheap plastic.
Ooh, I mean,
sacrilege.
You know what? I agree. Fuck your plastic. I like wood. I like a wood.
I like wood.
Why not commit? You know,
I think it seems to be the most likely. Yeah, yes. That people use. It is thought that the handle will store small amounts of energy through its use.
Ooh, okay.
And then later that can be used to aid in spell work or to charge other tools.
Oh, that's really
cool.
Is that
interesting?
Yeah, it is. So kind of like a wand vibe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And which is why like the natural materials.
Right, the elements. Ooh.
Yeah. You know, plastic and resin is not going to store magical energy.
No, absolutely not.
The handle can be quite simple or very ornate, often inscribed with symbols or set with different crystals.
Ooh, pretty.
Pretty.
Yeah.
You know.
Add some crystals in there.
So they can go from somewhat paltry sum to very expensive.
Okay.
You know, yes. And one thing I saw in all of the research that I did was like, do not skimp on your athame.
Oh my God.
Like, don't be cheap.
So don't use a kitchen knife. You told me I could, but I shouldn't. What if I put crystals on it? Catch me bedazzling my kitchen knife.
You would.
But it's ornate. I totally would. I feel like there was someone who sold these at the Renaissance Fair. Did
Probably.
I make that up?
Yeah.
No, I
maybe.
Feel. Yeah. What?
No, I think so. Okay. I think you're correct.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I can't remember who.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's typically where you might see someone, you know, hawking those wares.
Yeah, really, where else?
Exactly. But the interesting thing is you could use a kitchen knife, but the blade of an athame is not typically sharp. It's dull.
Oh, no.
And this is because it's not for cutting or harming. There is no drawing of blood, which of course would be, you know, the antithesis of often how it's used in our pop culture.
Yeah.
Yes. The athame is a tool to be used for spiritual purposes. Mm. So it's an extension of the will of its user.
Ooh.
Which actually you could say, you could do that with a knife as well, but
anything can be an extension of me.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
But it is used to direct energy.
Okay.
So for example, you may want to cut some energetic ties to people or things.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that no longer serve you,
mm-hmm.
right? On your journey, relationships that may have become negative or toxic.
Right.
It's also used to draw symbols in the air during rituals or to draw a sacred circle before a ritual and then again to close it once your ritual is finished.
Mm. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so that, there you go.
That's how you use it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In more modern practices, there have been a few exceptions that have been granted to use your athame to cut.
Okay.
And this includes shaping a wand from a tree branch.
Oh my God, whittle. May I whittle with you?
Bartles and James.
You know what? This is not the first time whittling has come up. No. I really think we should whittle.
I think we should whittle.
We should get some athames and whittle.
Tree spirit. We could talk about some tree spirits and whittling.
Oh my God. Wait.
I do still have my pile of driftwood.
Should we start an entirely new podcast where it's just us whittling and talking?
Drinking Bartles and James.
Oh my God. Would anyone watch it? I think that sounds sick.
Oh my gosh. You could also use it to cut symbols into a candle for magical purposes.
Ooh.
Or to cut herbs for magical rituals.
Or use it to be dicing up your herbs.
There you go. Sometimes kitchen witches may opt to use their athame in preparing magical foods.
Mm.
Although traditionally a different knife known as a boleen, which I know we've mentioned before.
Boleen.
I think we've done this the last time, is used for the latter too. So a boleen, which has a white handle.
Yeah.
Different. Yes, is used for cutting herbs and preparing food.
Oh, okay.
And how it differs from an athame is that it is a magical tool, but it is not used in rituals.
Oh, okay. So it's just like a preparation.
Yes.
Ah,
correct.
Okay.
All right. So back to that ever important black handle that we were talking about, yes. Right? So in 1849, the Dublin University magazine described a black handled knife as the all important tool in performing certain rites.
Okay.
Including All Hallows Eve ceremonies.
Ooh.
Rituals conducted with the rising of the new moon.
Okay.
And
okay.
Ooh. Okay. And love magic.
Ooh, love magic. Ooh,
yes.
Sexy lore. Pay attention.
There you go. Historically, one used a black-handled knife against the Fae.
Oh.
Specifically in the British Isles.
Oh, my.
An article in the London Spectator in 1895 reported a group of Irishmen had planned a raid on a fairy procession.
Okay.
In the article, the weapon used against those evil Fae was a black-handled knife.
Why do I feel like you're going to mention Arthur Conan Doyle? I feel like he... This feels ACD coded a little bit.
He had his athame with him at all times.
It was him. Oh shit.
He hasn't made the chat in a while.
I know. Welcome back.
Welcome
I brought you
back,
in.
ACD.
I doiled myself.
You doiled yourself. Other cultures were no strangers to the magic of the black-handled knife. In the Mediterranean, dating all the way back to 1727, they were used to break up heavy winds.
Okay.
And that's not of the flatulence.
I was gonna say it.
And tornadoes.
Heavy winds. Farts.
I have a case of the wind.
I have a case
AKA
of the heavy winds.
Fart. And in Greece, if you slept with one under your pillow, which seems quite dangerous to me, it would keep away nightmares.
Well, what the fuck?
But you might not get
it. Might accidentally stab yourself in the middle of the night. Holy fuck. No bad dreams, though.
Doesn't sound like a very restful night's sleep.
No, fucking hell.
In Scotland, the Scottish Highlanders, it's called, I'm pretty sure I'm going to butcher this, a skein dhu.
I'm sure you did say that wrong, yeah.
Which actually translates to black knife.
Ooh, okay.
Was used for protection and more recently serves as a symbol of Highland culture and ceremonial dress.
Ooh, pretty.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
We got to go to Scotland.
We do. Our friend, Scott Cunningham, explains in his book, Wicca, A Guide for the Solitary Practitioner, that the handles are black because black is a color that absorbs energy.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. Come on, Scott.
So
I love
it kind of solidifies the theory that through the use of the black handle, incrementally absorbing energy and aiding in future magical practices.
Ooh, I that like was a mouthful. That. You know what? You stumbled a bit. I didn't pick on you.
Thank you.
I did just call you out.
That was a mouthful.
Amy, I like that.
Yeah.
I do like that too. That makes a lot of sense to my brain. That's how my brain works. Yes.
Mm. Well, yeah, because, you know, I remember reading an article, and I'm sure we've already mentioned this, is like usually people think even like gothic style people or people that wear a lot of black, like myself, is to keep people away. But it's actually to draw people to you, like draw energy to
it's
you.
An absorber. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. But we do love Scott Cunningham. And if you want to know more about him, you can go back to Witch Whisper number 88 because we talked about him and I love him so much.
We love Scott Cunningham.
We do.
Yeah. I reference his books a lot.
So do I. Yes. Yep. Yep. But so still some will tell you that the handle is black. I read this and I was like, should I bring this up? And I was like, it's just too funny.
Okay.
Some say that the handle is black just because, you know, they would pass down the tools through the generations because they were expensive and, you know, the dirt from your hands over all of those years would just turn the handle
just
black.
Just like schmegma?
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either.
I'm not going with that. That's stupid. But no
denied.
Matter, denied. I say no. But no matter what your perspective, it does make sense that Wicca founder Gerald Gardner, who we talked about in Witch Whisper number 78,
there it is,
would include that black-handled knife in his 1949 book, High Magic's Aid, and again in 1954 in his book, Witchcraft Today.
Witchcraft Today.
Yes. But what is surprising is his use of the word athame.
Athame.
Which did not exist up to this point.
Oh my God, did he invent a word?
Black-handled knife. No. did he invent a word? There are similar words out there. Okay. And many theories exist as to where he borrowed his inspiration from.
Okay.
But the most likely theory is from the ancient magical grimoire.
Grimoire.
Known as Solomon, the Key of Solomon.
Oh, okay. This pops up a lot.
Yeah. And especially since on his own personal athame, he had symbols carved from that book, it stands to reason that that's probably where he was influenced.
Okay.
There is also quite a lot of debate, depending on which tradition you follow, as to whether the athame is represented by the element of air or fire.
I would say air, right? I would say air.
All right. If you are team air...
Team Air, that's me.
That's you. You're Team Air.
I'm Team Air.
This most likely draws on the traditions and symbolism of the pre-Wiccan esoteric systems used by the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn.
Oh.
This largely influenced Gerald Gardner in his inception of Wicca.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
And the Key of Solomon largely influenced them.
Right, which
largely influenced Rider and Waite. So you see swords and knives represented as one of the four suits in the tarot. And they represent air.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So... and you can go back and listen to those episodes. We've talked about both of those.
Right.
The thought process goes like this. The sharpness of a knife can translate to intellect. I'm sharp as a tack. I'm sharp as a knife. I'm sharp. I'm smart. Right.
The mind. Yeah.
The mind. The intellect, the mind, communication is all associated with air. And in addition, the athame, through its movement, directs energy through the air.
That's what I always took it to mean.
Yeah. So for the most part, and for many, this is the most authentic association to for its use during rituals.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Right? I'm smart.
But if you're team fire.
Yeah. Which you know what? I do love some fire.
Right.
Okay, give it to me.
It only stands to reason that a blade is forged in fire.
Right.
By a blacksmith. So that might be who was making them at the Renaissance Festival.
There it is.
Because that's always considered a magical line of work, much like the alchemist, right?
Yeah, I do love some blacksmithery.
Me too. What a talent.
Oh my God.
What a skill.
Right.
A roof thatching blacksmith.
I was going to say, why don't you switch over to blacksmith?
The whole ball of wax.
I feel like that might be easier to find. Do people still blacksmith? I don't know.
Anywho,
let's go for a combo. You're right. Blacksmithing.
Do it all.
You're a Renaissance man.
Literally a Renaissance man.
Okay.
But anyway, fire is seen as a vehicle of transformation. So the fire association does make sense. Right. Right.
I agree.
Because you're transforming things.
Sure.
So my advice is to follow your gut and use whatever association feels right for you.
Absolutely. As always.
Yeah. And as I said before, I've never used anathema in my practice.
Me either.
Although I have been aware of them for quite some time.
Yeah.
I'm sure many of us have seen them pop up in pop culture. We were trying to think earlier, like the Love Witch comes to me.
The Love Witch, the Craft, I feel like Nancy used one.
Yeah. The Buffy.
Yeah, I feel like it's in Buffy a lot.
I feel like Supernatural specifically, is it mm-hmm. the first or second season when they're using the knife and then they use the chalice to collect the blood?
Oh, yeah.
And communicate sexy. With the other side.
Sexy. Sexy. Don't judge me for that.
Maybe practical magic. What else? Well, I feel like there's just so many.
I was going to say, I feel like it's one that's just everywhere. Any big witchy movie, I feel like you're going to see it or show.
Yeah, I feel like, and so in the OG Charmed, there is a specific episode called Witch Wars.
Okay.
Where Leo uses an athame on a demon and then Phoebe takes on the energy of the athame.
Ooh, interesting.
So that's season 6, episode 21.
I feel like the athames pop up a lot over there.
I feel
there.
Like they're, like almost ubiquitous in movies and especially a lot of horror movies.
Yeah.
So I think maybe there's some fear attached to.
Well, I was going to say, if you get into the satanic movies, if it's going that route, they're used for cutting in ritual. So that was very interesting to hear you say that's not really.
And I think that's very interesting if you're just starting out in the craft. Or in the practice, why you might be apprehensive to, pick one of those up.
If you think it's purely for one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how it's used with air. Like you said, like carving.
Yeah.
And I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And I could see me
so
bringing that
pretty.
In.
Pretty.
They are pretty.
I strongly believe that magical tools like find us when the time is right. So I think the fact that, I was in that shop.
It caught your attention.
And it caught my attention for the first time. Cause
Right.
I go to an occult shop any chance I get.
And we've been doing this for a long time. So the fact that it hasn't really popped up.
Maybe it's time.
Yeah.
It's time to get one.
Ooh, and you've intrigued me.
Ooh.
You know what? Take me to the run fair.
Take me to the
run
fair.
I'm getting one.
Yeah, it will. I feel like it will choose you.
It will choose you.
Yeah, the right one.
I like that.
I always felt like that about my crystals too. So
I feel like that's with most magical tools. Yeah. Like you said, they find you when you need them.
So, ooh. Yeah. So there's athames. I found that very interesting.
I loved that lore.
Yeah.
Yeah. This might be one of my new favorites.
Ooh. I say that all the time.
Well, I feel like I learned a lot about something that, like you said, I probably should have known more about because it pops up so often, but I really didn't. So thank you.
There you go.
Yay.
There you go.
Woo. Hey, we'll catch you Thursday.
Yeah. For a full length episode and all the deets on our trip.
Wow. The hot goss.
Yeah. All right. TTFN.
Cut, print, check the gate. Moving on.